obviously in the last 2 weeks there's been a bit of a shake-up is doesn't seem like the appropriate word to use, but there's been some unfortunate news between Murray Goulburn and Fonterra and then Lion about the milk price reduction. So the mood it's hauntingly depressed at the moment, and rightfully so. It's going to be difficult for a lot of farmers, that especially in our part of the world in South Gippsland, which have taken on large debts or spend a lot of money to buy in hay to keep cows going over summer, to continue to operate with a positive cash flow, or even if it is a negative cash flow, operating in as minimal a negative cash flow, it's difficult. It's difficult to be able to get up and work 16 hours a day and just know that you've lost $1,000, $2,000, and that you're slowly going to pay that down. So what brought us to this decision was a lot of different factors, not so much the direct milk price reduction that we saw in the last 2 weeks, but the family's gone through a lot of hardship, and I could kind of see about 4 or 5 months ago what was going to happen. I was looking at the international dairy trade and saying, look, this isn't matching up with what the factories are paying here in Australia, and I believed that when the new milk season was going to open up that it was going to be bad, and I could kind of see that coming forward, and I knew that it was going to be a bit of a hard slog in the industry, and we put all these factors together, the family, and had an open discussion about what's happened on the farm in the last 2 years between my father passing away, having a lot of hardship with some managers, and then also what was coming forward, and that's how we've come to the conclusion and said, do we want to continue on?
What does it mean to see those lower milk prices? If you can kind of translate it to someone who just doesn't really understand what the difference for, 60 cents in a milk price means, what does it mean for you day to day?
What it means, I suppose, to people that have very little understanding about the commodity industries and the dairy industry is, I suppose, if you went to work one day and you're on $80,000, and then the next day you went to work and then someone said to you, hey, look, we've overpaid you for the last year and we're going to drop your salary back to about $25,000, and you're going to have to pay us back that residual over the next 3 years. That's essentially is what it's like, and I can't imagine there would be uproar in those urbanized area or those metropolitan areas if that would happen to an individual, and it's the same for us. But the worst thing is that we've got animals that we have to try and keep alive, and it is morally it's a confusing time when you're trying to keep all your animals at the best operating conditions so that they can be happy and healthy animals, but you know at the same time that you're going to have to start making cuts for feed budgets along the way, and that you're going to have to reduce stock numbers. So it's really difficult.
And you have sent off part of your herd. You've started cutting down on the herd and sending them away through the sale yards in the last couple of weeks. What's that been like?
Yeah, that's what I found to be very challenging for myself emotionally, because these are cows that I've brought up, that I've bottle fed when they were younger, and comforted when they were ill, and so it's very, how do I even describe the feeling when you're sending cows away to market that they're just going to go and meet their demise, some of them, and it's just an emotionally confusing time. It's extremely saddening, but I don't feel like, once again, that word quite describes that the feeling you get when you're sending those cows away. They've done everything they can for the dairy farmer, and you've tried to do everything you can for those cows at the same time. And there seems to be a bit of mutual respect for one another between the farmer and the cow, and almost a symbiotic relationship. But when you get to this stage and you can't afford to keep those cows going, it's feel like you've let not only the industry, but you've let the cows down as well.